Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you so much for joining us live worldwide here on CUTV News Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. It's 2 p.m. Eastern here at the CUTV News Broadcast Center and Studios. It is May 16th, 2017 at the time of this broadcast, which will be archived on our website and also other venues, including iTunes and Stitcher. It is it's a Tuesday afternoon here, and it's a beautiful day, and thanks for making us a part of your day as well. Every day, so many people around America, Canada, and across the globe love to listen to our shows and learn from the guests who share incredible material with us, one of which is a guest we're welcoming to CUTV News Radio for the very first time. She's located in Libertyville, Illinois. And she recently was at, well, not that long ago, actually, at a Chicago White Sox game a while back. And something magical happened that she presented and offered to everybody in the stadium and everybody at home watching on television. We'll tell you about that. How's that for a tease? We'll tell you about it in just a moment. She is now, because of the result of an appearance at that Chicago White Sox baseball game, against the Cardinals, she has become the dancing granny. That's right. Her name is Michelle Colise-Cadwell, and we are so excited to have her here on the show. You know, they often say you should dance like nobody's watching. Today's guest does just that, but she always seems to attract a crowd. And boy, did she at the stadium in Chicago. Michelle Cadwell is the dancing granny. She says whenever she hears music, she starts dancing and she feels like she's 24 again. People just really enjoy seeing her dance. Michelle says she uses her infectious dancing to promote peace, love, understanding, equality, and recycling. I think that covers it all. She's really got her hands full tackling all of that, and it's incredible work that she's doing. She first gained the attention when she was on that big Jumbotron, that big screen that's at the stadiums. Well, she was on it, and it was during the Chicago White Sox game. She'll tell us a little bit more in just a minute about what happened, but I'll tell you now that the entire stadium erupted in cheers as a result of what she did, and because of being on the big screen and because of the feedback and response, she became that moment the dancing granny. She's an active member of the Sustain Libertyville, which is a local organization in her town that advocates the need for change both locally and across the world. The Sustain Libertyville Commission encourages their community to protect the environment, which I think is a wonderful thing. And while doing that, they also make environmental information and resources more readily available, creating partnerships to achieve sustainability goals. Now, she says that her goal is to dance around the world promoting, as I mentioned, peace, love, understanding, equality, and recycling. She wants to go around the world and remind people to be good to each other and to be good to the earth. Let's welcome this very special woman, the dancing granny, Michelle Colise-Cadwell, to CUTV News Radio Live right now. Michelle, dancing granny, welcome to CUTV News Radio. It's a real honor and a pleasure to have you with us on our show. Welcome.
Thank you so much. You're fabulous. It's fun to listen to you. Wow.
I dance with the words, and you dance with your feet, right?
Yes.
And the earth continues to rotate on its axis.
Yes. That's it.
Now, I tease the audience about this amazing situation that happened for you at the Chicago White Sox game against the Cardinals, regular average game. You're there with your loved ones and the stadium's full and people are having hot dogs and popcorn and the crack of the bat and play ball and the whole thing. But you decide to do something unique and special, and a lot of attention came your way as a result. Tell us about, set the stage for us, and tell us about what happened.
Well, we got there, and luckily the friends who gave us the tickets, we were very down, you know, in a great area by behind the team. And, you know, every time that one of the batters went in, they'd turn music on, and, oh, it just turned me on, and I started dancing, you know, and it was so fun. I just really enjoyed it and, you know, watched them play, but I was dancing my heart out, you know, and I had such a great time, and people were cheering me on, and, you know, it was cool. It was really fun. So,
now, was it spontaneous, or did you plan it, or was it something, you know, you get up out of your seat and you started dancing and wiggling, and then the cameras caught that, and they had you on the huge Jumbotron, and people were laughing and cheering and screaming and then begging you to continue and doing more all the rest of the game. Was that planned, or was that just you got a certain sensation and you went with it?
It's that exactly. I get the sensation, this unbelievable feeling when the music comes on, and it just turns me on, and you know, I start dancing and I feel very young, 24. I feel like I'm 24 again when I'm dancing. It's really fun. I've got a lot of energy, and all these young women always come up to me after they've seen me dancing for hours on end, you know, that, you know, I've danced for 8 hours straight one time, and, you know, never stop. And they come up and they say to me, boy, when we're your age, we hope we have your energy. And I always laugh, because it's always so funny to hear that from these young girls. And they, they say they love me.
Yeah,
and they
love it.
I turn them on, too.
Yeah, you get them thinking about doing it and get them all, you know, and it's also healthy, too. There's health benefits to moving and getting out there and socializing and being present and being connected. And I know you really want to share. It isn't just about the physical dancing. You want to do things to perk people's day up, to uplift them. Tell us about how you use what you do with the dancing to accomplish that, to uplift people. Tell us about how that all works.
Well, you know, when the music stops and people are listening to me, I always say, you know, God really wants us to remember that He's made all of us and that we're human beings and that we're very special. Look at our world, how incredible it is, you know, what we've done to it. And, you know, and my goal is to prevent the bad stuff from happening, like, you know, people not recycling, and, you know, I'm trying to get people to recycle. But, you know, it's very important to let people know that we're all human beings, that we all have family, friends, you know, and if anybody gets killed by somebody shooting them, it's very sad. And my goal is to let people, you know, realize that God doesn't want us to shoot other people, and that, you know, we're all very special. Everyone is very special in this world because we've come up with some incredible ideas. I mean, just think about it. Cars, you know, just homes that we live in, you know, all this, all these amazing things that people have come up with. And, you know, our world is amazing, really. And we're very lucky, and I want people to feel lucky and not hateful. And, you know, I want them to realize that, you know, we're all special, and that's very important to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great how you've done this. And What do you think, you know, why do you think you've been able to stay so active and vibrant and continue to dance? What is your inspiration? What is your daily inspiration? How do you, what sort of directed you to do this type of fantastic work that you do and continue it, active, vibrant, dancing and motivating others? What do you think deep within stirs that up for you?
I had some very special parents. My father was an actor in New York, and my mother was a ballet dancer. And I, you know, they're always in my body.
Yes,
and,
yeah.
You know, they inspire me.
Down the good gene.
To,
yeah.
Yeah. They inspire me. And, you know, I've always been in love with them. They're both gone. You know, they've died. My father died a long time ago, and my mother died 2 years ago. So, you know,
yeah.
But, you know, they're still here with me, you know, and they inspire me. And, you know, I get a lot of energy, and I just love to dance, and I can dance hours and hours and hours, you know, because it really makes me feel unbelievably young and happy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's really, and you know, I really enjoy the fact that whenever I'm dancing, I always make people happy. They, you know, they're always cheering me on or, you know, watching me, and they're always telling me, "My, you made my night. You made my day. You make me feel so happy." And so it's such a nice feeling to be able to know that you're making people happy when you're doing something that's making you happy. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
It's really cool. I just enjoy
specific,
it so much.
You enjoy it, right? You can tell. You just hear that spirit in your voice and the passion and enthusiasm in your voice. What kind of music do you like to dance to? Can you dance to everything and anything, or is there specific music that you prefer to dance to?
Well, you know, it's interesting. My husband, I have a car that has the XM in it, and I listen to all the top hits, hits number one. And the music is always, you know, that's another thing that I think people should really be amazed by, is that people who come up with this music that is so inspirational and so, you know, exciting and happy. And, you know, I enjoy the one song, "I Can Make Your Hands Clap," and that's been a fun song to dance to. And, you know, just a lot of inspiration with this music that people produce. It's amazing, you know? It's just so incredible. And, you know, I do love it. And I've been a music listener, too, ever since I was a little girl, because my parents, well, my mother would always have music in the house, and she'd be doing her ballet down the hallway in our house, and we'd all be watching her, and she was always really fun to watch, and, you know, and music always turned me on too, and you know, it was, you know, music just is very special. It's very special. It's another God's gift to this world that he produced, come up with such incredible things. And
even the creation of even physical instruments. I mean, to take wood and horsehair and string and metal and create flutes and violins and cellos and piccolos and you know, bongos and everything, and these create these pleasing sounds when combined. It must be infectious to see a 64-year-old woman dancing like nobody is watching. How could you not crack a smile and stop taking things so seriously for even a moment? You know, that's why I really think we need you on almost every street corner, because the world is very ramped up, very angry, very tense. Everybody is, you know, not communicating. Nobody's talking to each other. They're all on the computer, on the cell phone. They're all tweeting and just not really doing the human connection as was done previously at the same level. So there is this coldness, and there is this separation, and there is this lack of trust and anger and all these things that seem to be permeating our society lately. And then here you come along, innocently dancing and smiling and shaking things up, and, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
We need more of you.
I was in California dancing all over the place on Hollywood Boulevard, and And people would stop and, I'd smile and be happy. And then
yeah.
I danced. My daughter lived to, I'm from New York originally.
Yes.
I grew up on Long Island, Seaford, Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
I was born in New York City. My parents were from the city. And my middle daughter is a midwife, and she was she went to Yale, and then she got a job in New York.
Yeah.
And I went out and visited her, and we were walking all over the place, and I'm dancing all over the place because this music was playing, and people, got really happy. But the other thing is, very important to me is, I don't know if you heard this part, but every day I walk my dogs around this lake that I live by, and I always pick up lots of garbage, and I pick up recyclable things and bring them home and recycle them. Don't throw them out. I recycle them. But I came up with a song that inspired me to sing in New York to people to encourage them to do what I'm saying, which is pick up 3 pieces of garbage. Feel the glee of keeping your community garbage free. Pick up 3 pieces of garbage. Feel the glee of keeping your community garbage free. Garbage free. But remember, if it's a recyclable thing, please don't throw it out. What I do is I bring a bag along and put them in a bag and bring them home and recycle them. Hopefully, you will all do the same. Recycle is very important. So that's my song.
That's
and
terrific.
You know,
that's terrific. Wow. How many years have you been singing that?
I just came up with it about a year ago, and I sing it all the time, and people, what I'm trying to encourage is people to just pick up 3. If everyone in this world picked up just 3 pieces of garbage, we wouldn't have dirty cities. Like, it's amazing how much garbage is all over the place, and it's kind of depressing, because my father would take me into New York all the time, and it was always very clean. But now, when I was there last time, I couldn't get over how much garbage was all over the place, and people were staring at me because I was picking it all up. And I said, this is really important to me, and that's when I sang my song. So,
Wow.
It encourages, hopefully will encourage the world to follow through and do this. Just picking up 3 is not a very big thing, and it doesn't take a lot of effort, but if everyone picked up just 3 pieces of garbage, we would have an incredibly clean world. It would be great. So that's my goal.
Absolutely. What are some of the opportunities that have come your way since doing this, since being seen on the Jumbotron, becoming the Dancing Granny, and then doing this work? What are some of the opportunities that have developed as a result for you?
Well, the fact that I'm talking to you on the radio is a big development. That's really amazing. And I've been put on...
We're happy to have you with us.
Yeah, it's really impressive. I was put on the front cover of a magazine, The Women of Distinction, and they wrote an article about me, and that was pretty impressive. And and the other thing that was very impressive is they put my picture up on the big screen in Times Square, which was a dream come true for me, because my father would always take me through Times Square, and I'd always say to him as a little girl, "Dad, when are you going to put my picture up there?" And he'd say, "Someday, Michelle."
Someday.
And it happened, and so I went out to see it, and I took pictures of it, and all these young boys, because I was dancing with all these boys in front of the screens, and they said, "There she is, look at her," and they all started cheering. It was so funny.
There she goes. That is amazing. On the big screen in Times Square, boy, from Chicago White Sox game and the Jumbotron to the big screen.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Was,
well, where do you dance? And are there locations, or do people hire you for office meetings and parties and celebrations, or do you generally just show up anywhere and just start dancing? How does it really work?
Well, you know, I just show up and dance. We have an incredible bar in our town called Mickey Finn's that I've danced. You know, he always has these great bands on Friday and Saturday nights, and it starts at 10 and goes till 1. So I always go down and dance, you know, with them. And like on last Saturday, they had me up on the stage with them because it was so crowded and they wanted me to dance. So I danced on the stage with them while they were playing, and it was amazing. They were very, very cool. Yeah, it was really exciting. So I had a good time, but, you know, that, you know, whenever, if I hear music, I start dancing. You know, if I'm on the street and there's a music playing, I dance. And, you know, it just, there's no specific, you know, I just enjoy dancing with my, you know, hopefully, you know, something will come from it. But, you know, right now I'm just dancing all over the place and enjoying myself and having a good time.
Right. Yeah. Are you available for hire for parties and gatherings and events and all of those
types
of things? Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody said to me one time, they had, one of my friends was on a cruise, and they said, you know, Michelle, you should go to a cruise boat, and because I think you'd be great on a cruise boat as their, you know, people would love to get someone to inspire them to dance because people love to enjoy themselves on cruise boats. So I'm thinking, whoa, never thought of that.
Yeah. Right.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, absolutely. They would love that. They'd go crazy for you there in that venue too, on a beautiful cruise ship, and be part of the entertainment as well. Now, you say the music makes you dance and you just love to dance. It comes naturally for you. But you don't just dance for no reason. You dance for causes that are really near and dear to your heart, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, no.
Social issues, peace, love, understanding, like you mentioned earlier, recycling, all of it, right?
Right.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. People must really like the fact that you do that. It gives them pleasure, but at the same time, doesn't it give you a great warm feeling in your heart and great pleasure as well when you see the smiles that you're creating because of your dancing and having fun?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it makes me very happy when I make people happy. That's a really important thing to me, is, you know, to let people know that we all should love one another. You know, that's a great song, but you know, I believe that people should love one another because, you know, and I believe in equality. You know, I've always been a very big fan of African American people. They've been very important to me, even as a young girl, because, you know, I just felt, you know, that they were human beings too, and that nobody should give them a hard time just because their skin was dark. No, that's ridiculous, you know. And I said, they're people just like us, and they have the same hopes and desires. And I never really could understand why there was such horrible feelings about those people. They were always so fun to be with. You know, I had a lot of friends, you know, who were African-American, and I always enjoyed being with them, and I never could figure out what would cause anybody to dislike them. And I, you know,
or any nationality or any religion or any gender or anybody, right? Yeah.
You know,
we're all equal, right? We're all.
Exactly.
We all
God
bleed.
All.
We all. That's right. Absolutely. That's right. So
yeah.
You have a wonderful
experience. Very important.
Tell us about Sustain Libertyville. You're active in that. I mentioned that at the top as well. What's that about?
Well, there's some incredible people on that committee. These women and men who are very experienced with a lot of, you know, dealing with things that, you know, chemicals, and, you know, they're just, they know how to figure out what, you know, that people shouldn't be using to, so that it would save the water in our community. And they're incredibly good. And, you know, we try and, you know, let people know. We talk to the kids in the high school in our area and tell them about all these things. And, you know, it's very, the people on this committee are incredible. They're just so smart. And so they all do that kind of stuff, you know, with the chemicals and, you know, all they just have great knowledge in those areas. And I'm the one who, you know, takes care of, you know, inspiring people to recycle. So, because, you know, whenever we have big town things, I'm always picking up a lot of things that people dump on the ground, you know, recyclable things, you know, plastic bottles, you know, that's a huge thing, cans all over the place, you know, and I'm always picking it up, and they see me, and they, you know, they start picking up too, which is nice. So
that's wonderful. That's right. You're setting a tone. You're setting an example for people to follow. And I think that's a wonderful, you know, we're looking for role models. We're looking for example setters these days, and there's not a lot out there, unfortunately, it seems. But so you really, really enjoy this. And you did, you know, you've had quite a varied career. You've done a lot of different things in your life prior to Dancing Granny, right?
Yeah. I was a chef I was a chef.
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah. And I was a realtor, and I, you know, worked, when we first moved out here, I was a headhunter. I found jobs for people, which was another thing that about African-American people. I had this incredible woman who was one of my clients. She needed a job. And every company we worked with, this was in the 70s, you know, they would give me a hard time when I said, I have this incredible woman. And I said, and so finally, one company said, okay, let her come and we'll interview her. And they hired her, and she became incredibly important to them. And they'd always call me and say, you know, Michelle, you really have inspired us to become better people in regards to African-American people. And I said, thank you. You know, but it was very important to me because I was the only one who ever took care of them in my company. And it was kind of depressing, but, you know, I believed in them, and, you know, I always found them jobs, and it was really cool. So I was happy, you know, to do that. And it was special to me, and, you know, that was my headhunting job. And then, you know, we moved, you know, that was down in Chicago, and then my husband got a job, and so we had to move a little further north. And so I, you know, and started subbing in high schools and helping, you know, the kids who were having trouble in school, like teaching them, you know, it was interesting. Yeah, I've done a lot. It's been fun. I've had an enjoyable life. And when I was a little girl, I was, my parents, you know, had different religions, which is one of the reasons why I've always appreciated African-American people, because my mother was Jewish and my father was Catholic, and people would always give me a hard time about being Jewish. And you know, because it was in the 50s, and, you know, it was really tough, 50s and 60s, because people were still, you know, anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
And so,
the world. Would you believe we got a run already? We got to run in a New York minute. Wow. The time has expired. We're all done.
But you will be
back with us. I know it was too good, right? You'll be back with us next week as well. And people can connect with you at mccadwell@yahoo.com. That's mccadwell@yahoo.com. If they have questions, want to learn more, maybe hire you out. And all kinds of fun stuff.
Thanks
so much for joining us, Dancing Granny. Michelle
Thank you.
Cadwell, you are amazing.
Perfect.
It was a pleasure having
you
with
are
us.
Too. Thank you for the lovely conversation. It was fabulous. You were great.
Thank you. I appreciate that as well. Thank you. And thank you for listening to our show, everybody. I am Jim Masters, CUTV News Radio. For all of us here, we wish you a great day.